Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
21. 21 years ago, this month, we met a guy named Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, and he made our life richer with his NFIB index of small business optimism and his devotion to small business. One of the smartest guys we know. Hey, Bill, thanks for 21 great years. Happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, thank you, and to you.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed having you on the show. Your interview with us is one of the high spots of our month. And we've all gotten smarter because of you, Bill, and we appreciate you very much. NFIB.com is a website. Bill, you still got your website going?
No, I don't do that anymore.
Discontinued that one. All right. So NFIB.com, you can find the index there. Look Bill up. You can find all the things about him. Hey, Bill, we're talking about the NFIB index, which you started 47 years ago, and there's nothing else like it in the world. It's become the gold standard, the holy grail for small business sentiment. Hiring is another one of these schizophrenic things going on right now. They thought there were going to be 1 million jobs last month, and there was only 250,000. We got 10 million people unemployed, and yet you can't even hire enough people to deliver a hamburger, let alone a truck. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think we were a little exuberant in our forecast, expecting 1 million jobs. After you had a month where you already had, 900,000, was really too much. I mean, you can't squeeze that many people out in a short period of time. So that was a little optimistic. And during normal times, 270,000 jobs is not a bad number at all. And our NFIB numbers, we ask them every month about how many they hired, and our numbers have been very steady and very strong. So we just have seen a steady increase in hiring, but none of this, up to 900,000, down to nothing, and then back up to something, and none of that wobbling around. I don't think the real economy can wobble that much. But
no, that's exactly right.
You're right. We still employ 8 million fewer than we did at the beginning of the virus discovery.
And another part of the schizo.
And they were working, I mean, yeah. So where are they?
Well, another part of the schizo thing, though, Bill, is, and we need to do the math on that differently, Bill, because a little over a year ago, not only were we at a higher employment level than we have been in 40 plus years, we still had millions of empty jobs. There were still, we had full employment, but we still didn't have enough people. Now we got 8 million unemployed, and add that to the old number, and you see how upside down we are. And another part of the schizo is the government is competing with us.
Yeah, well, that's become a major problem, and in most states, if you get the 300 federal government supplement on top of the state unemployment benefit, it's like getting a $15 an hour job.
Right.
And most of our small business owners, in the current environment, can't afford to pay those kinds of wages for those kinds of jobs that are open down there. So
I want to move over and talk about inflation, because this is really on the minds of a lot of people, Bill. One of the things that you and I lived through, the inflation of the 70s, what I'm worried about for small business owners is I'm worried that they're not good at raising prices. But their vendors don't have any problem raising their prices, but they're having trouble raising their prices. They're not good at it, and I'm afraid they're going to get caught in a bind, and we're going to see a gross margin collapse over the next 12 months. What do you think?
Squeeze, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be. Well, I'll tell you, there's going to be there'll be a lot of surprises in the construction industries, because 80 to 90% of the so-called new homes sold don't exist yet. So they're, you know, somebody picked out a plan and signed a contract with a builder to build it and at a price. But in the meantime, lumber prices, you know, in six months have gone up 80-90%.
Right.
The builders are going to find that they didn't charge enough, or they have to find some cheap wood somewhere.
And it's not even, and this,
yeah, so
it's more than the price.
They
can't get materials delivered. There are new houses out there waiting on refrigerators. The house is done, but they can't get a refrigerator.
All expensive stuff, right. It's all expensive stuff. Now the prices are going up like crazy, and the builder is likely going to have to swallow that.
As an economist.
So that margin is going to be squeezed.
As an economist, how dangerous do you see the inflation horizon? Do you see it ever approaching anything like we had in the 70s?
Well, you know, we ask people about price change. Did they increase their prices or decrease their prices, and by how much? And, of course, in our recent survey, in the April survey, we were looking like the late 1970s here, mm-hmm. or back to 1980, in terms of the percent of our owners out there who said that I raised my average selling price. So they really raised prices dramatically,
mm-hmm.
and I was distressed to see how quickly it went up.
Yeah.
But don't forget,
the Fed doesn't even, in their basket of goods, the Fed doesn't even include some of the most volatile parts of our economy. It's not in the basket.
That's right, they don't.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Bill. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg and I will be right back after these messages. We'll get him to wrap up all this for us after the break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.